This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gurionov wheels it back for Klingberg. Klingberg thinks about it. Wrist shot. Tip just wide. Off the pad. They score! And getting to it was Joel Kiviranta. It's a power play goal. And the Stars have tied game 5.
Woo! And right then, Las Vegas might have known we are screwed. The Stars are victorious. Heading to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. Take down the top-seeded Golden Knights. Now you await what happens on the other side of the bracket where the Lightning and Islanders are going at it. The Lightning are up 3-1. They might close that series out tonight. And I think the Stanley Cup Finals could start on Tuesday. I've been trying to get specifics of the game schedule depending, but I think that the Stanley Cup Finals could be starting on Tuesday. Guys, how did y'all celebrate last night?
I stood up in the living room and pumped my fist and screamed as quietly as I could because my kids too were asleep. But sure. And actually, I have a throat's a little dry this morning from the internal screaming. But the wife was sitting next to me, and she was really excited about it too because she and I started dating in 99. And so she and I, like, that was when we started our official dating and courtship or whatever, and then we won the cup that year. I spent that entire summer watching hockey with my future in-laws, so we're really stoked about it.
So I'm glad to hear that, because then there are stories like this from the 214. I jumped up and screamed, yeah. My wife was in the room. She said, what? I said, the Stars are going to the finals. Then she rolled her eyes at me. Oh, that makes me really sad.
Or maybe she already thought that was the case and was like, why are you just now realizing this?
Oh, okay. Do you think that maybe we should just let Ben Bishop go skate out on the ice tomorrow and tell him that he's starting a game so he doesn't feel left out? We just fire some pucks at him in practice and stuff.
I always felt like if a guy was in a slump, I could throw batting practice to him and get him out of the slump pretty quickly. So maybe if a guy is struggling with scoring, you could have a practice where Ben Bishop is the goalie against your guy struggling, and then they're going to feel better after practice is over.
I mean, that's a great idea.
I see where he's going with that, man.
Let's just line up Sagan versus Bishop one-on-one.
Ooh, by the way, Sagan hasn't scored in 9 games. Like, I just wanted to point that out. It's been 9 games since he's put one in the net, and like, you can see that he's done pretty good at other stuff, but, man, you really want to see Tyler Sagan score.
So watching that game last night, there was a point where Sagan, and I'm listening to the announcers do this, he's kind of, I call it dragging the puck kind of behind him. He doesn't have much of an angle, and the announcers are saying, look, he doesn't really have much of an angle to shoot, but you still have to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just drag it, and he didn't even get a shot off because the defender on his, you know, kind of left hip was able to knock the puck away before he was even able to put it on goal. And so I just wonder, confidence-wise, if he's so jacked up confidence-wise that he wouldn't even shoot the puck. You know, he's just like, I'm going to try something that 99.9% isn't even going to work, and it didn't. He didn't even get a shot off, where the announcer's like, at least you have to shoot it. If you have a shot, you have to at least try.
Mike, I remember you were talking about Martin Perez, and he'd get 2 strikes on a hitter, and then he would try to make the perfect pitch.
Right.
And that's
right,
where he would kind of miss his spots. I feel like that's what Sagan's dealing with, is he's trying to make this perfect goal. He's trying to get out of whatever this slump is. But that being said, That's a different story for a different day. Maybe he picks it up in the final.
Stop being so critical, Corey.
Yeah, sorry about that. Listen, Kevin Hintz yesterday was supposed to, like, he was a game-time decision, and he ended up flying in late in that game. And I don't know what it is, but this third period, they woke up. They ignited. And Jamie Benn, when he goes into what I call eater of souls mode, whenever he gets there, you can't get him out of that mode, and he becomes the biggest player on the ice.
There was a while where it was the second period that the Stars were dominating, and now there's some spots where you don't necessarily – like, you're feeling more and more with this series is that the Stars can protect the lead again, which was not always the case against Colorado, but they're also not out of a game, even with a multi-goal deficit. And, Corey, some of our predictions have been spot on. We said if you got a second goaltending win, you win the series. You did. Several games back, you won the series. Yesterday, I said Klingberg scores a point, we will win. He had two assists. The Stars will win. And there's a couple of fun things out of this. The Stars are now 5-0 in overtime in the postseason.
That's awesome. That's a great stat.
And if you want to know how unlikely this win was, check this out. So Vegas was 10-2 in the playoffs when scoring first, except for yesterday. And then there's this. Between the regular season and the playoffs, the Golden Knights were 36-1-4. When leading after two periods. And so, that's insane. Jeez. So they were, if you want to say 36-5, that makes it easier for you with the overtime losses and shootout losses, fair enough. But it was 1-0. And then they scored immediately in the third period to 2-0. And they have crushed folks when they have the lead after two periods. It looked like it was over. I know Mac Engel said it's over. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Well, I'll tell you what I noticed, and this is just goes to the mental part, and it's part physical here, but the mental part of sports is Las Vegas was bullying and hitting the Stars more than I've seen in the whole series. I mean, they were like, screw it. If we have to fight, we're going to fight. We're going to see if we can knock the will out of the Stars and if they want to fight. And I thought that they were being aggressive and hitting the Stars. And I thought, like, I don't know all the rules, but I was like, God, that's borderline. Like, at one point, I believe Corey Perry was just on his knees and the play was over and they'd blown it dead. And the dude took the helmet and pushed it down into his eyes just to, like, tick Perry. They were just trying every kind of little kind of, you know, I call it dirty, but I don't know the exact words in hockey thing to really tick off the Stars and get them to stop playing hockey and want to fight. And in the third period, once the Stars scored and Jamie Benn made it 2-1, the physicality of the Vegas team went away. They were just like, crap. Now they were on their heels. They were trying to protect the lead, not add to a lead. And they stopped bullying. They stopped hitting. They stopped being the aggressive team. And the Stars started skating faster. The Stars started, I won't say bullying, but they started being like, we're going to get the puck no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, mentally, Vegas was like, crap, man, they're playing really hard. This sucks. We thought that they were going to lay down after we got up 2-0 and that they were going to say, okay, hey, let's just move on to game six. And when the Stars didn't do that, it really screwed up mentally what Vegas had going for about 2.5 periods.
That game started fast. I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed like how much speed and intensity the first period was, and maybe it was the first 10 minutes. I mean, it was lightning fast. It was the fastest I've seen any.
Hey,
we'll get to that.
I'm going to need you to change the way you describe that.
Right.
I can't have any pro lightning talk here, okay?
it was a light of speed from a star fast.
Okay.
All right,
That's
it was
better.
It was I'm like they were flying all over the ice, and then they had a dip in the middle somewhere, and you know it just kept being where you even heard the announcer say it. They have turned the blue line into a swamp, and somewhere the Stars caught fire. They did, and that's when they became that big. And I don't know what adjustment they made. I don't know what they did differently other than we are here in this period. We're not going to let anybody beat us. And they had that look about them, and that starts with their captain, man.
So I'm going to add one more step to this from the 469. Corey, as we predicted all along, here's the 8-step process to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. Step one, begin the year with the worst record in franchise history to start a season.
Oh,
step
wow.
two, then go 14-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, then fire your head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Step four, play in the Winter Classic. Step 5, dominate in January and February. Step 6, be terrible in March. Step 7, go on a 5-month break due to coronavirus. Step 8, look terrible in, or steps, well, I forgot the steps, don't worry about it. Look terrible in the return from coronavirus.
I think you're on step G.
Okay.
You're going in alphabetical
step
order.
Step H, go Thank to you. The Stanley Cup final. Like, think about it. They had the best run of hockey in Stars history, which was preceded by the worst start in the history of the franchise, and they fired their coach, and they had a monumental event, and they look like the worst team in the league to come back, and now they're in the Stanley Cup finals.
By the
Where
way,
are we doing
does,
the parade? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Does Jim Montgomery get a ring if they end up winning it?
That's up to the organization.
Inquiring minds want to know.
The players vote. I know in baseball, there's a players vote on kind of who gets playoff shares and who gets rings. Now, the weird thing in playoff shares, I just don't know this. When you don't have any fans, I don't think the playoff shares are going to be super high.
Okay. Did you guys notice that
– You have to be part of 41 games, the Hockey
41.
Hawk is telling me.
You
so
can see him on the fan
no
cam right
dice
there.
For Jim Montgomery. Hey,
yep.
real quick.
I got a friend that has like a Boston Red Sox ring, and he played like in 5 games and was there for 1 month.
They must have loved him. Can I read you some more of these celebrations? Because there's a lot of people that were having fun
yeah,
with
gotta
the Stars.
You got to hurry up. You have 1 minute.
From the 903, a shot of Balcones, baby blue, and a quiet scream because everyone was asleep. From the 214, I celebrated at the Applebee's until they asked me to leave after I yelled, F you, Ryan Reeves. Corey, that was my exact same celebration. The kids were asleep, so I could not scream. That's a very relatable one. Mm-hmm. If they win the championship, though, can you wake the kids up for that? Like, if they win the Stanley Cup, is that an exception?
I feel like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. If they come out and they're like, why are you screaming? And I yell, because we just won the cup. And they're like, oh, and they go back to bed, then it doesn't really matter. If they want to get up and party with me, that's a different story. Kevin, did
Corey
you know?
Usually says because mommy and daddy were wrestling.
Oh, my Lord.
It's 10:35 in the morning.
Did you notice the Stars did not touch the trophy last night?
That's why I said it
that way. Was that because of social distancing?
Or
no. That's, no, I know. That's hockey tradition.
Yeah.
I just thought in this day and age, you might be like, I don't know where that trophy's been.
The Stars are 1-1. When touching the Western Conference Clarence S. Campbell Trophy.
Oh, did they lose
Darian,
in 2000?
Darian Hatcher touched it in 99 and 2000. That being said, of the past 22 Stanley Cup champions, since 1977, 11 of the winners touched it and 11 did not. So
oh,
I don't know how this is going to turn out for us.
Will the parade be in Edmonton or Dallas?
What are you doing right now?
It'll be a virtual parade.
Asking a question.
Okay. By the way, yeah, home ice advantage.
Yep.
Stanley
they have to
Cup
travel.
Finals are in Edmonton.
They don't know about our bubble.
I guess that's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.